Hi everyone, Sanemade here. This video was brought to you by a donation from PJC, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sanemade, my question is as follows. Where I live, we still have a radio station that plays the best of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and even today. Today has been going on for 23 years, apparently. In the 20th century, every decade seemed well-defined by distinct changes in hairstyles, clothing, music, technology, and culture in general. It feels to me like nothing has changed since 2008 with the advent of Bitcoin, the iPhone, and YouTube. The internet is faster, my television is thinner, and my phone is more sophisticated than my first generation iPhone. But the hairstyles, clothing, and even slang is still the same. Any idea as to why culture seems to be stuck? We're not advancing, we're just existing. With occasional blips of progress like self-driving cars, and depending on who you talk to, maybe we're regressing just a little bit. Well, PJC, the decline of Western culture and the stagnation or lack of innovation is due to many things. There are many reasons that we're stuck. First of all, artists are struggling to survive gentrification and the higher cost of living in the West. Many moved to smaller rural towns for a while to escape higher costs of rents. But now the price of food and gas is hitting them hard as well. They don't make much money from their creativity these days, but drive change in music, literature, art, fashion, and hairstyles. So if they're increasingly struggling to survive, many have to take regular jobs, and their creativity takes a backseat. The population is also aging out in Western countries, and it's younger people that are often the innovators. Then you have the woke culture and identity politics that have been on the rise over the last 10 to 15 years. The majority of the disruptive creative types are usually white males, and they're being purged from positions to make way for the puss. But besides those reasons, yet another one, and the most important one I think, is the education system itself. We need to teach boys to think in pictures, patterns, and abstractions. Those words are from the cover of a book by Temple Grandin. She says visual thinkers are not being properly educated these days. And she visits various factories and sees that when the old guys running them retire, there won't be anyone that thinks like them to replace them. The object visualizer designs cars, buildings, new interface technologies, and imagines and builds the built environment around us. If you don't train them properly, then you won't get well-designed objects in your civilization, or new things. So who is to blame for all this? I blame the education system, that's heavily gynocentric and where the majority of teachers are twatsicles. Temple Grandin says that the schools are not producing visual thinkers anymore, or encouraging them, only verbal thinkers, and the inventive types are those visual thinkers. Women are more verbal thinkers oftentimes, so they're prospering in education and the economy, while visual thinkers, mostly males, are suffering. Also, innovation takes sacrifice and doesn't pay you very well. It's a high-risk, high-reward strategy, and we're in a society that values safety over freedom. You need not look any further than COVID to see that in action. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANEMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to the decline of Western culture is only our first problem, Clown World Show. So artists in many cities are being dislocated by developers that gentrify and build up their neighborhoods. Life is also getting harder financially in the West, and most creative types are already living on the edge financially. And most of them are having a harder and harder time monetizing that creativity. That's going to become even harder when AI starts to replace creative jobs like writing, stock photography, filmmaking, visual arts, web design, and so much more. You think it's bad right now, just wait until you see what happens when the AI starts doing the thinking and creating for us. But right now, AI is only able to recycle old ideas and visuals, and not bring anything new to the table. You wonder why music and fashion don't progress like they did back in the 80s and 90s is because before, a musician could sell millions of records, and the music company would let them have a buck or two from the sale of each one. When I was in high school, everyone wanted to be a rock star, so there were more people writing music, and back then, only the good stuff got to the record labels, which were the gatekeepers. A couple of years ago, I found a ton of great original songs on YouTube, but they barely got a few thousand views each, and they were songs that were basically their very own genre. But they weren't going to make the artists much money, so why would they make them? Especially when they have bills to pay. Another reason why new things aren't being tried is because of gender politics and big corporations. Women are generally more risk-averse than men, so they would rather not gamble on new ideas because if they fail, they might lose their jobs. Also, people don't want to take creative risks and fear embarrassment anymore. Maybe their livelihoods will get ruined if they work on the wrong project or make a creative blunder. With social media, their failure is up there forever for all to see. In my opinion, they're simply creative cowards. Because kids are being overprotected these days and since the 1990s, this makes them obsessed with safety. It has to be disruptive to the old paradigm. Here's a good example of creative bankruptcy from the US Space Force, basically copying the uniforms from Star Trek in the 1980s, and Battlestar Galactica from the early to mid-2000s. My cousin is a fashion professor, and we've spoken about the creative bankruptcy of her students and society in general. You need to think visually to be a fashion designer, but the standardized education system is destroying visual thinkers. Add to the fact that when I went to university, mine was polytechnic, meaning that we would do both theory and practice. Today it's no longer polytechnic, it's mostly about writing essays instead of doing stuff. In Toronto, there are film schools where you don't even get to make a student film. You just study theory and film history. My cousin, the fashion professor, was telling me the kids in her classes, the last 5 to 10 years, don't have an interest in doing the work. Many of them just want to be famous fashion designers for fame's sake. But once in a while, the creatives end up showing up. She told me that they show up in groups every 5 to 10 years. Not just one, but a bunch in her classroom. Almost like clockwork. When she said that, it reminded me of a saying by Vladimir Lenin, where he says that there are decades where nothing happens, and then there are weeks where decades happen. I think that some years humans produce bad crops, and some years we produce bumper crops, while others are not. I suspect this is also part of human innovation and progress. PJC, we're also spoiled watching things change constantly. In the 80s, I put mousse in my hair. Gel back in the 1990s with my mushroom bowl haircut. It used to be the job of the rock star movie star to adopt the latest fashion and promote it, for people to see it and adopt it. Think Michael Jackson in the red jacket, or rap artists with their baggy pants and starter jackets. Another area that's been stagnating for far longer is architecture. Companies get stuck in their old ways of doing business. They've been building suburbs and skyscrapers a certain way since the 1950s and 60s. The last innovative style I saw in architecture was brutalism. We don't even want new architecture anymore because it gives us anxiety and is typically an eyesore. You would rather the old, and that explains why so many people fly to Europe from North America to take in all the old environments in, because they're far more superior. We also lack people I'd like to call futurists. The job of the futurist is not to get the future right or wrong, but to inspire innovators and engineers. Think of the communicator in Star Trek that became the flip phone or the video chat booth and iPad in 2001 A Space Odyssey, that became the webcam and iPod. Our science fiction today can't imagine such devices, because it's boring and increasingly written by unimaginative women these days. One type of visual thinker imagines a device, and then another type, the engineer, builds it. If you lack the type with the imagination, then you can't have innovation. I remember what it was like to see the iPhone for the very first time, or the very first time I listened to a new genre of electronic music back in the 1990s. The first iPod and tablet. Digital cameras, for the most part, have been the same since the 5D Mark II from Canon. In many respects, a cell phone camera is much better these days. But even so, the so-called innovation we're seeing in AI today, the foundation for that was laid back down in the 1980s. What gives me hope now is Elon Musk, with his many companies designing different-looking spacesuits. Electric cars are also now best-selling vehicles, beating out the Toyota Corolla. I wish that the full Habitat 67 here was built, because we didn't get to see the full version. It was designed in Montreal in 1967 by a young architect in his early 20s. We can build crazy buildings like this, but we won't. A few weeks ago, AI figured out how to create a new medication to treat a bacterial infection that's antibiotic resistant. How long before it's programmed to create new styles and designs for everything? Then it won't matter that humans are creatively bankrupt because technology will be creative for us. That to me is a very scary thought. I also think there's way more creativity and innovation out there, it's just that most of us aren't seeing it because it's not so much of a collective experience anymore. You have to find the really interesting stuff yourself in its niche. PJC, you're also right about language not changing. But in the last little while, the word based has become more popular and replaced cool. So that gives me a little bit of hope. But I ultimately blame the gynocentric edumacation system for most of this, and it's only going to get a lot worse. I think more of us, both young and old, are going to retreat into nostalgia, but the wokesters are wrecking that too. Also, the filmmakers, movie stars, and rock stars are now becoming social media influencers and YouTubers. They have the talent, but they don't have the money from big corporations backing them, and a lot of the time they aren't being discovered and they're simply fading into obscurity. Movie studios want to bet on the sure thing as well instead of trying something new. Quentin Tarantino has said this period of film is like the 1950s, that eventually we'll see more gritty films at some points. The Joker was an example of that, but once again used a lot of visual settings from the 1980s. We need less female teachers and more futurists, people that can imagine what a hopeful future will look like. The human-built world around us is so bad these days that people mistook my 11-year-old car as a new car last year. Car design seemed to be regressing as well. But enough of my ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to PJC for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that female teachers want to smash the visual thinkers out of existence, so that women can be the CEOs of every corporation. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I will rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the future, where AI does all the creative work for mankind, but all it is a copy of what humans created before away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.